We're being Isaac in the sugya of Binyan Adam, Al Pidarkei Shel Avraham Avinu. And we saw to build a man, you have to build him from the Shoresh and the Yesod. And the Yesod and the Shoresh of Klal Yisrael, that's him that says the ganze Welt. Avraham Avinu was Midas HaChesed. We saw Barichus, the avoid of Avraham, how it touches the Chesed and the Muna. And everything is Neveya from the Midas Chesed that we were Magdir as the Harchoves Ani. We saw that Chesed is the same Shoresh as Chosid. A Chosid goes beyond the Gvul of Nimishu Esadin, and Chesed is being Marchiv Dani. What's the Gvul in the Ani? We saw the Midas Anoichis itself. Midas Anoichis itself creates a bubble, creates a wall, a delis, we saw. And that's Soysim. And that blinds a person from the world with Adam, the world of the Zulas, the world of Yenim, and the world of the Ibishtet. And the void is to open up Dani, the Marchiv Dani. We saw Choshev and Nikud at the end of last Vad. But there's a little bit of a challenge, almost a catch 22. It's almost as that a lot of people tight up as when you're trying to be Marchiv Dani, Hainu. You're trying to fight against the Midah of Anoichis, so you have to become what's called selfless. And that's a stirim in Eobei. A mensch without an ani is a mensch without an identity. He's not a functioning person. The Eibishter created, we brought from the Desk in the beginning, the Eibishter created us bedafka. That's dafka that way, that our first perception, and our constant first perception, it's not only means the first second of the day. Keseder, our Tfisa Rishon, is our world. Namel, everything comes after that. And that has to be. So you can't give that up. Aleph, it's going to kill you. It's going to work. It's going to rehearse you. And Beis, usually it doesn't work. So we started explaining that the chov of the ani means to insert the ani, insert the velt, the oilam of zulasa into your oilam of ani. I would like to remark of the behemshech tonight and the later in behemshech more of the tchum ha'maisi shabbat. Bechlal, I want to start Beis Hashem tonight. Last month we were marchiv to miyaseh the yisoidus in the Bukharis, Pi Avram set up the sugya in the shurashim. But tonight I want to make the transition maybe to the chelik al yosel maisa. And remember, it's another vadim, but the maisa by us doesn't mean assignments. The maisa means studying and learning up the sugyas in the prism in the more the maisa dikah setup. But we're going to learn it up in the more the maisa dikah setup. So tonight we very much want to try to give examples. I've mentioned this before. We're going to give a lot of examples of the sugi of Anoichis. Like we're saying, the sugi starts in the Sheresh. Before Chesed, it starts from Sheresh. We're going to start it. To see how the sugi of Anoichis, how in so many situations of our life, how it affects us. Before then, let me just tell the Vek a little bit. Set it up like a few things we've said. Just clap it tonight. We saw that in Chesed itself, there's the Shoresh of the Sugi of Chesed and there's the Lamaisa of the Chesed. Most of us, when we work on Chesed, we work on the Maisa Chesed. And we saw that before that, way before that, you need the Midas of Chesed. Ram Avinu, that had to do with not gazling, that had to do with Achrayas for the people. There's something called the Midas of Chesed and Ish Chesed, we called it. Making ourselves, imbuing ourselves with Netiyas of Harchoves Ani. Imbuing ourselves with Netiyas of going beyond ourselves. That's Midas HaChesed. Oh. So we saw, like we just mentioned before, that starts off with dealing with Be'etzem, a constant Mechitza that we have to the world that is beyond us, and that's Anoichis. Like I mentioned this in the first and second Vav, even in Anoichis itself, most people, when they work on that Sugya, it's quite a known Sugya to anyone who works on this Midas, the Musag of selfishness, which is related to Gaiva, related to haughtiness. They're two separate things, but they're related. It's very motzui that is very well known. But even that sugya, most people work on the befoil of it, and they don't hit the sheresh. And we dafka want, Ozman dafka, to be miyased and be maimed the avoid on the sheresh of anoichis. And the problem is most people never work on it that way, and that's why there's a lot of problems. Dahainu. The sugya of Anoichis, it's niftach. We bought a few makaris, it's niftach in many places. The Alter von Keln, in Chochma Musar, Simen Yud, so he tells it in the sugya, the second Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yamed Beis, Hashoy V'Kelim B'Chamosoy, Yizkariya B'Godim B'Chamosoy. Chazal say, the Yitzhar, it's a Pesach for the Yitzhar. And Chazal over there bring a Pasuk in Tillim, the Pasuk state, L'yia B'cho El Zor. L'yia B'cho El Zor. As I stay in Pasuk, L'yia B'cho El Zor. It's talking about Avodah Zorah. And it says L'yia B'cho. And generally when we talk about Avodah Zorah, we say, L'yia L'cho El Zor. L'yia L'cho El Yikim Achim. What's L'yia B'cho? So Chazal saw over here that was talking about something that's within you. Loshen Chazal, Shabbos, Kuf Yamed Beis. Izeu El Zor Shehu B'gufoy Shel Adam. There's some sort of foreign God, and avoid the Zor that's within us. Within us. Havioyim Rezei Yitzara. It's Loshen Chazal. The Yitzara is a certain dimension of an avoid the Zor that exists within all of us. Within all of us is Yitzara. There's many durachim. What does Chazal want to say with this? What does Chazal want to say that there's an akud of Yetzirah that he's considered like an avodah zarah? So Alton Kelman, that maimer, that's maybe the name of the maimer, he says what it's referring to is an akud of avas atzmai. There's a certain akud in the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is obviously kailal a lot of things, but there's something called avas atzmai. What we're referring to bad. That's being self-absorbed, egoistical, egotistical. We'd like to say egoistical. Before egotistical, that's the first. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a human being like we've seen that everything revolves around him. There's a whole big other world, but everything is after him, biyachas to him. That becomes like an avodah zarah. Why? Because it controls him. It controls his life. This idea that we're talking about, Rav Dessler refers to it in his famous Kunshus HaChesed. Everyone is familiar with the Kunshus HaChesed of Rav Dessler. This Lovadir is Mavar, that all Midas Rois and Midas Toivas are Mushrish Be'etzem in either Midas Netilo or Midas Nesina. Midas Netilo or Midas Nesina. He says a person always has one of two interests in every action, either to be giving, to build with out of him, or to be taken. And it's either or. So the Midas Netilo refers to this, he says the Midas Netilo is Mushrish and Avas Atzmai. Is Mushrish and Avas Atzmai over there. There he still sued the Mishnah Novice. The Mishnah says, "El Moloi Moira Shel Malchus Ish Sveyeyu Chayim Blauhu." If there wouldn't be Moira Malchus in the world, people would devour each other alive. He says, "This is the midah of Netila of Anoichius, which when it's not mugbal, you push it, devour another person. You become so focused on yourself that when another person gets in your way, you push it, sidestep him, and you want to devour him." There's common ways you can make him disappear. But at the end of the day, you push it, get rid of him, because he is getting in the way of you. That's the end. In Nir Elan Nir Zdaiti, when you talk about most people, the sugya, again, somebody doesn't work on himself, they'll never think they have any bad needs for us. But someone who works on himself, you're talking about selfishness, and but Adzir, that we're ruggled to work in it, is the end, the part of the Anoichius and the Aiva. It goes like this. So when it's selfishness, that's when I'm aware that there's another human being, and there's another Yid who has a Ratzon, who has a Bakasha for me. And I know what he is saying. I know, and I know what he wants of me. He's asking me for a favor. He comes to me and says, "Mayor, could you do me a favor? On the way home, could you buy me a few Bilkalach, a few Vami, a few Ra, a few Ragalach?" And then I stop thinking, one second. I really don't want to go the way he thinks I'm going that way. I want to go that way. Okay. Should I go out of my way for him? A selfish person says, "No, it's a pain in the neck for me to go out of my way for him. I'm not going to go." And a generous person, is going to go out of his way 5 minutes in. That is the sugi of selfishness by most people. And there's a lot of examples very similar. Your wife asks him something of you and it's a pain in the neck for you. Your child asks you something from you. Your chavrusa. Am I going to listen to him? And the same thing, are you going to mevatel your das to Ratzon Hashem when you chap Ratzon Hashem is not the way you are supposed to do? You want to go on vacation to this and this hotel. And you chap ganz good that the minyonim in this hotel are not going to be so motzui. Okay, and to go to this other hotel, which is not as geschmack of these. So, for HaKadosh Baruch, am I going to go after my Ratzon? Obviously, I'm not going to be hachas go against Hashem. I'll be more heter, but am I going to go after my Ratzon or the Eibishter's Ratzon? Are you going to vatel ritzoinoi to ritzoinoi? The anoichis, the person is not willing to misbattle. In the tzir of gaiva, it's even more. He demands, usually, He demands of other people because he's entitled. But Bedafka, this is to me, I think this is mamish the end of the sugya of selfishness. This is mamish the end. This is the end when somebody is not misakin his midas anoichis, then it comes to aniva afsi oid, he could becomes more important than anybody. He becomes first before everybody, even if the rotsim. We were miyased the sugya dafka, we bought from Vol, Kaseda, we bought from Avraham Avinu. The sugya is a much earlier sugya. The question is, do you see the other person b'chlal? We're talking about a much earlier sugya. The sugya of Enoichis starts and be'ikr, ikr is applies on a much more innocent part of the person. And this is the mistake people make. We're going to be talking about a lot of mundane things, a lot of simple things, that at the end of the day, there's no terrible rishus that's happening when you do them. No one's going to call you an oisvarf. No one's going to call you a terrible person. They're nagia yoim yoim all the time. And we don't work on being misakin those. So the problem is, we're constantly feeding our anoichis in the innocent situation, in the stomach of the gematzig. And anoichis is growing and growing and growing, and we become blinded people. We become people who are not ishchanes and noshim chesed. And that's dafka the way we want to start. Oh, so before we give the examples, just a moment, just see here. How does it happen that we spoke out that anoichis blots out the other person? What is the anoichis? So I'd like to be given a marshal to something like a traffic, a one-way street and a two-way street. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us is that we all have our own inner world. Each and every one of us, we have a welt, everything is going on. A oilam mole of koiches ha-nefesh that have been toil. The mice, there's a whole world outside of us. How do we connect and interact? How do bechalal do we have a connection to the outer world? How does a person bechalal? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us all kinds of kelim. He gave us senses. We have sight. We have sound. We have taste. We have smell. We have touch. Our tfisa, our seichel also helps us understand. But what happens is, the regular, the natural course of events is that the way we use all these kelim is totally one-sided. Is all from our world. The way we do them, the way we receive from the other person is wholly from one-sided. Dainu. We, our mayani, has an operating mahalach, has the way it works. And betoich that operating mahalach, betoich the way we work, we're misyachis to the outside world. But how are we misyachis to the outside world? Through operating mahalach. So I'll give you a marshal. You're going to go to a base oval. So you want, you're going to do bat to menachem oval. So you think beforehand, what would the oval want? How am I going to be sensitive to the other? So you think right now you're going into the other's world, but no. You are going to go and try to be sensitive to the other the way you predestined beforehand, the way you saw up to the other. What if during your meeting, the other, you already had a whole mahalik, what you're going to say, you're going to be quiet in the beginning, and then afterwards you're going to listen, and then. And the other, as you add in the base other, he's acting in a different way that you weren't expecting. He gets a phone call and he does that. 98% of the people won't be able to modify their mahalach. Why? What just happened? They won't be able to mahalach. They'll get caught off. They'll still say what they want to say. They'll stick in their thing that they have prepared that was super sensitive with why? The answer is because their ani, what is your ani? Your ani blots out the other side of the street. The world has to be a two-way street. The world can't be just you interacting from your side and receiving from your side. You have to be open to hear the other person with a whole different world. The other person is a totally different person than you. Every person is a different person than you, and there are hundreds and hundreds of other people than you, that they have different ideas and different opinions and different mahalchim and different setups. And boys, so you need that you're operating, because you are, you're supposed to be operating, you're up in Jenny. You don't realize that that doesn't open up the other world. That's not open to the other world. You're pushing not open to the world. Hova veneer. I'm Ezra Hashem now. I want to see. I want to give a bunch of examples. I'm going to give a lot. But sometimes it's annoying to speak about examples without trying to massacre them. But I have a lot of examples. I'm not picking any order. You can give like each one of them. I'm probably going to give 10, 15. Each one of them, you can moist of kahena. There's a basic examples of simple how we don't see other people. We don't see other people. No rishus, no crazy. We don't see other people. Let's talk about a simple person's body position, a bodily position. One of the most common positions we are, the yeshiva is sitting at a shtender. They're sitting at a shtender. Sometimes you're standing on a shtender. In the middle of the Seder, you stand up. How many people are aware when they're standing, where they're standing? What is it causing to the chusha shaft next to them? How many times do you find somebody standing in the middle of an aisle, totally oblivious, bechlal. You're in the middle of an aisle. Do you realize you're in the middle of an aisle? Yeah, when someone comes, again, so the other sugya selfish, when someone comes and you feel him, do you move over him? No, that's much too late. A lot of times you're there, the person doesn't feel comfortable to move. Are you even aware where you are? Do you know many people, when they have their shtender, how close you are to the chavrusha shaft next to you? How close your body odor is to the chavrusha shaft next to you? There's a musig of a person being sensitive. A person who's a ben of Avram, when he moves, he's aware right away how the other person's going to perceive his move. A person walking in yeshiva's mirror. The yeshiva's mirror, a lot of people. You're walking in a hallway in yeshiva's mirror. You're walking in an aisle in yeshiva's mirror. People are behind you. Are you aware? You're about to go to wash your hands before mincha. There are a lot of people who have to wash their hands before mincha. While you are walking, you could see all the time there are people taking the time, washing hands four times. Are you even aware that there's anybody behind you? There could be four people that are waiting behind you. Now, I'm going to keep on going into this. If you chap, there's another person beforehand, not the end, and you decide, I have the right, because Mikra didn't do that, I'm fine. That's not the sugya I'm talking about tonight. That's another sugya. We could talk about it. You saw the other person. But 98% of the time, I'll show you, go tomorrow to the sink, I'll show you, they don't see anybody. You don't see anybody. Stand English Shemona Esrei, the mirror also, it's a big, there's a lot of people. How you situate your body, where you put your shtender. Are you even aware that every action you do is making, it must be another person. A person who davened the long Shemona Esrei, any person who is malumid in our sugya, when he takes into account the people that are standing in front of me, how many mashpi on them? How many times could you see, and I'll get back to this, you could see Yikari Nefesh, Avreichim that I'm telling you, if you would ask them right now, tomorrow, I want you to make calls from day, tomorrow morning, tomorrow night, for this chesed organization, they'll say, I'll do it, no problem. The guy's the most selfless guy in the world. You say, I want to leave Lachem, I want to send you out to Afula to learn, he'll tell me, no problem. And the same guy, the same Yungaman, could stand in front of, I saw my own eyes, Beinar Isi, stand in front of an 85-year-old guy and make him wait 10 minutes for him to finish my Esrei. How's that happen? And it's not once, and it's not twice, it's not three times, not four times that I saw this in my life. How does that happen? In my house, my wife always talks about this. Hearing people knock on the door, just push it, hearing people knock on the door. People knock on the door all the time. My kids are very selfish. For some reason, my kids never hear someone knocking on the door. Just push it, don't hear it. Not always right next to the door. They don't hear it. It's not only hearing knocking the door. You're at a table, someone at the other side of the table is asking, pass the ketchup, pass the soda, pass the water. For some reason, me and my wife are the only ones hearing the other person. You can ask some of my kids 6-7 times, they don't hear it. When you wash your hands in a regular house here in Eretz Yisrael, you wash your hands afterwards, you move away from the sink, your hands are still wet. It's going to drip on the floor. If you guys ever did sponjo, you'll know that the biggest mess-making thing in the world is a wet floor. If you have drips on the floor in the water, there's water on the floor, the next person comes to wash, and it makes dirty. Are you even aware of that? Even think about that. It's not happening in the world. No, it's not happening in the world. Just think about it. Walk around. Drip. speaking, going overtime in speaking slots. Shuls, speak between Mincha Maariv, your allotted times. So you have this all the time. And no, Rabbanim are not potter from the Sigi of Anoichius. Sometimes even a lot worse. It's amazing. It's amazing how chashiva people could go way over time. I'm not talking about 2 minutes. I'm not talking about 5 minutes. In my shul, in our Isi, plenty of times. One guy, I think, went over once, 25 minutes overtime. He knows. He davened there every week. He knows the time. And along, way long before he finished, the kids started making noise and people started getting up to go to the bathroom and this. And he didn't chop. And again, and see this, we'll answer this question. The answer is he had a whole mahalach prepared. He had a whole mahalach prepared. You see this not only in shul, you see this at simchas. There are many people who push it, for some reason, they don't have it, they don't have it. They go way over. When I was once at a bidding aban, there were anashim chashuvim, or sheshivas there. And your man spoke for an hour, He spoke for an hour. There's a pig in a band. What happened? What happened to the guy? Everyone, again, the people were moving, people were working. He spoke for an hour. He kept people there for an hour. It's beautiful Torah, I'm sure. It's Gevaldik. Favorite, we mentioned this already, is when people are speaking to a Rebbe. People are speaking to Rebbe, they're totally oblivious to other people. Totally oblivious to other people. There's other people waiting. You could always ask another question, and another question, and another question. Being open, being aware of another person. Even when you pull back your chair, you know how much noise a chair can make. How much noise a chair can make. Push it up a little bit. What's the tzad hashav of all these things? What are we trying to say? What's the tzad hashav? And these are simple things. None of these things are feral. A person who's an Adam HaSholem, Adam Avraham Avinu, he realizes, and this is what we're trying to bring out, that I naturally am blinded in my natural state. I'm totally blinded to the other person's world. I feel what I feel. I don't feel what the other person feels. I feel what I feel. That's the only description of this younger man I'm talking about a spoken hour. I'm telling you, he can't hurt a fly. I'm telling you, if you tried to get into a fight with him, you couldn't get in a fight with him. I don't know the person. You couldn't get into a fight with him. So is he a good person? Is he a Baal Chesed? We spoke about in the beginning of this man. We spoke about people who have so many bright spots, we call them. So many people in this world, chashuva people, people who own businesses, rosh yeshivas, people who own chesed organizations even, they have so many bright spots and so many talents and so many things. But mitzad sheni, they have so many blind spots, so many different things. And the answer is what we're talking about right now. There's the same exact answer in this tzir. The same way this good to the last drop younger man can speak an hour. So not so bad if he speaks now. He didn't do the worst thing. But the point is, he has a blind spot. He knew that Rabbi Glustein was waiting to leave. He didn't know Rabbi Glustein was waiting to leave. He didn't see Rabbi Glustein. He was in his strusha for an hour, and he didn't see anybody. He was clueless. It's a tzir of someone that's blind. A younger man who can make an old man wait for 10 minutes. He didn't see. He didn't think. He was in his own world. You're bubbled. You're enraptured. So what happens is you're never misakin your fabric. Our fabric that we walk around with 24/7 is ani. It's enraptured, it's ani. And it's mashpi on every single thing we do, and it's always one slanted. And until you make pirtzes or psochim, you make arba psochim in your tent like Avraham Avinu did, until you make it a two-way street, until you insert in your system antennae, there's antennas. Antennas, that means that they constantly realize, I have to pick up vibes before they're sent on me, before the guy knocks on me and says, Mayor, hello, hello. I can't wait for that. Because if I wait for that, I'm going to interpret it the way I want to. I already have my ani, I already have my zach. When I'm shelling myself avek, when I stand, when I'm walking to the sink, I have to have in my mind, there's people there. When a person walks up to a Rebbe to ask a question, it has to be in mind in his whole entire time when he's there as a part of you. That's recognized that there's in the stomach other people are there. I have to be open, I have to be kashuv. This is what we meant This is what we meant last week, what it means that I have to assert Yenim in my world. What does that mean? It means not being open to Yenim, the Yenas Velt, when he sends you the message before. It means originally, when you start to operate, you have to insert yourself what's called a sensitivity. Sensitivity means there's a certain chayshan, there's a certain thing, a detector, that's implanted in us, that we are open to hear vibes if they're going to come. It's hard to bring out. Of course, it's mashal I can give. You know, when they change from Mashav Ruach Amar Agash Amar Ratov, saying Talmud, Bracha, saying Bracha, so many people have problems. Hard to remember. It's hard to remember. It's hard. You used to. So I know by myself, many times, there's a certain matter where, even if I didn't have change, I got used to say the same Talmud, Bracha. But like I have an inbuilt stutter step, like a feeling that when I'm coming close to the Bracha, I'll stop, I'll pause for a second. I didn't yet train, like, it wasn't yet the matzav of limdu l'shoinim to say the new thing. But upon him, it's enough that I haven't built myself like a feeling. I'll pause for a second, at least I'll pause. Where does that come from? It's not when I get to the bracha already, beforehand, I know to pause. That's a chiyuvizdika sensitivity to something. There's a chiyuvizdika sensitivity to anyone who was oiska arban in the sugi of chesed. He learned that he's going to be a handicapped person if he doesn't insert in his mitzias ani before the other person comes. I'm sorry, the zulas. If he doesn't insert the zulas, the fact that there's a two-way street, there's another world. There's a world that I have to be attentive just in case, not just in case. There's always vibes coming from the other side. There's always other people who I'm probably getting in the way of, who I'm not chapping, who I'm not seeing. I'm going to figure out the two mishon. We've spoken about this in the past. Here we don't have it. And benches in the mirror. And buses usually have two or four seats. And the frat, when they're at the wall, so it's very simple. Everyone always likes the aisle seat. Aisle seat is the easiest to get up and out. But if you take an aisle seat, many times you just cut off four seats in the shul. No one likes to schlep past you, you know. So no one can take those three seats. And if he does, it's a whole tircha. It's all, you know. You see this all the time in the yeshiva bus. The guy sits in the aisle seat. And then no one's going to go past him to go to the seat. He just took someone else's seat. So, the person who inserted the end in himself, he doesn't wait till the other person asks and acts on him. It's a big pain in the neck. You have to stop, ask, and move your legs like this, and he has to get in. Someone who has the end inserted in his mitzvahs, when he gets in, he's already thinking, okay, if I sit here, how do I affect other people? No one's around yet. No one's around. You could either take the outside seat or the inside seat. If you take the outside seat, you're being matriarch of the person. The clueless person, the person living in his bubble, Matt doesn't know that. The person who inserted Yenim in his mitzias, before Yenim comes, he already makes room for the other person. That's an example. The second example, there's many examples, but the second example, and this will fear us, is the famous Hagdorah of the Chavis Lavavis. Chavis Lavavis talks about the chosid. And the Lavavis, when he's mitar the chosid, he says, the chosid, afal pi, she'ev lo'i b'libo. He's talking about the chosid and a matzev that he has something to be misabel about. And it's unfortunate, but the mitzias achayim is Hashem makes that each yid has bad things that happen to him. Sometimes real evil, and sometimes mikrim ro'im, things that the person is very upset about. And what that happens is that you become very upset. You shrink into yourself. You're in a matziv of sadness. So when your chavrusa comes, or your friend comes, and he greets you, how do you greet him? Yes. You didn't all shrinkle up, you know, like that. Anyone knows that the key to having a good relationship, even a conversation with somebody, is how you greet him in the beginning. If your chavrusa comes in Sunday, you greet him with an upbeat face. You greet him with an upbeat face. Someone almost asks you a question, give him an upbeat face, and then the conversation goes geschmack. He was like this. Zok techev is lavavo is the chosid evloi veliboi vitzalosoi alponov. He's able to that, his evil is contained in his heart, but his face outside looks like he's besimcha. He's besimcha. Because why for other people? I asked the oilam, at what point does the chosid put the tzahala on ponov? When he sees the other person coming in there, he says, it's way too late. Believe me, you're not going to chap the other person even came into this. I just smile.
you're already a big grouch.
The chosid, when he leaves his house, even though the evil's on Liboy, it doesn't affect his face because his face belongs to the Rabbim. He inserted, he has sensitivity to other people. Where is the sensitivity to other people? In his ani. Because if it's not in his ani, he doesn't leave his house. It's a loss of alponov. If it's not in his ani, then he waits till someone asks him and then he tries to get happy and it's already too late. He waits till his kid says, oh, you're already too grouchy. You're already get scared of you. You're ready to put your kid in a bad mood. You put your wife in a bad mood. The chosid, he said, the chosid is chesed. Same thing. The chosid, he has a two-way street. He built a two-way street. It is mitzias. He created, there's always a part of him that's opened up to the outside world. This is what we wanted to introduce tonight. In the coming weeks, there's Hashem, I'm going to be taking sugya by sugya, showing different examples of how this ani develops. Tonight, what opened up, I hope, I'll ask the Olam for the next week, to be mislamid in the sugya that we spoke about. Before you work on being misakin your ani, harchel ani, noticing how our bubble, how we're clueless, how we don't push it to see anybody. And I know, and that's what I said, I know we're not talking about the biggest rishus. And I know most people think this is not the sugya of chesed. I dafka think that if we would concentrate on this, if people would learn, work on these sugyas for a year straight, we would have different people. When I spoke about parents and big people that have tons of blind spots, it would be very different. The fabric would be misoken. The fabric, we're going to talk about it, we're going to see. The fabric of that shuts everything out. The fabric that makes a person doesn't go beyond will be misukin. This is the tchilas tikkun of the Archavas Avani.